Today's share of Mishnah Berurah Yomi is Daf Ayin Tes Amud Beis, and we're in the middle of Siman and Aleph, and we're going to conclude the Halachos of Pesukah de Zimra today, and we're up to Sif Vav. The Mechaber writes, Tzorich Lahafsik Bein Elilim Uvein Hashem Shamayim Osa. In the paragraph that we call Hodu, we have these words, Ki Kol Eloke Huamim Elilim. So there needs to be certain pauses there. The Mechaber points out the first one, that you have to make a stop between the words Elilim and Hashem, so it shouldn't sound like Chas V'Shalom Hashem is Elilim, a false guard. In Sif Katan Yudalid, the Mishnah Berurah writes, this Hafsaka, this break, doesn't have to be a long one, just Ma'at, a certain amount, small pause. He says as well, V'chein Yesh L'Hafsik Ben Ki L'Kol, between Ki, Kol Elokei Huamim Elilim, so you have to go and have a pause there as well. The Eish Psik, there has to be some sort of a separation between the words Ki and Kol, Lochein HaKaf Degusha, and to illustrate that, the Kaf there has a Dogesh in it to show you that it's not a continuation from the previous word. And likewise, you need to have the words Bein Huamim and Elilim, there has to be a slight pause as well. And as well between the words Shamayim and Osa. Also, Tzorach Gam Kein Lahavsik Shaloti Bala Hamem. There are many such dikdukim throughout davening that we have to be careful not to have run-on words that can imply the incorrect meaning as well as swallowing up of certain letters. So one should be very careful in the pronunciation of all of his words, and the Mishnah Berurah is illustrating these over here. Sif Zayin, the Mechaber writes, Tzorach L'chavin B'Pasuch Poseach Es Yodecha. One has to have especially careful concentration when he says this pasuk in the middle of Ashrei. And if he didn't have the proper kavana, tzarich lachzor, you have to repeat it and say it a second time, because you didn't say it with proper kavana the first time. You are actually not yotze. Deber Hitev in Os Hey points out that this is true, that you have to repeat it, Afogav, even though the Ha'idna nowadays ain't Choshen B'Shul Chesron Kal Kavana, Kamoshikos of B'Simon Kavala, as we will see later on in Shulchan Aruch. Nowadays, because people unfortunately don't have a lot of Kavana at all times, we don't make somebody go back for lack of Kavana in part of the davening. But this is the exception to the rule. Hochod the Enuel Apostle Gechud, since this is only one Pasuk, Poseach Isidech, Masbil Chokai Ratzon, we obligate you Choser, the Yuchalachavin, because we insist and want you to have kavana. Why is this pasuk so important? So, the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Tesvav writes, "Sheikar mashakavulomar tehila leDavid," which is the words of Ashrei, "b'chol yom hu bishvil oso pasuk." The reason why Chazal set up that we say Ashrei three times a day was because it contains this pasuk, "Poseach es yodecha," Hashem, you open up your hands, "umazbi al chochai ratzon," and you give every single creature in the world its needs. This is a tremendous praise of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shu Mashkiach al Briyosav, Umifarnason, that he controls and watches over and supports all the creations that he has made. In Dirshu footnote 18, he brings down a deeper understanding of this. Number one, he points out that we say this three times a day, as I already mentioned, and the Gemara says anybody, and the Gemara in Baruch Hu says anybody who says this three times a day is Muftach Shu Ben Olam Haba. He's a person who will have his reward in the world to come. Rashi explains that this is Keneged the Shalosh Tvilos. We say it three times, Keneged Shacharis Mincha Marv. Even though we say it twice in Shacharis, once in Mincha, and none in Marv, it's Keneged the three Tvilos. The Teferi Shmuel on the Rosh adds, Kosvu Shetiknu Leomer Shalosh Pamim. We say it three times, the rabbi set this up, Kedei Shagam Im Yachsir Milomar Chelek Meha Pamim. Because if you missed out on one of the three times, even two of the three times, at least Akol Panim Pamachas Vada Yomrenu. At least you'll say it once each day, and that is at least a huge accomplishment. Whoa. Shepam achas mehen bade yichabin, or at least if you said it three times but didn't have kavana three times, at least one of the times you'll have kavana, and this way you'll be zocha to get Olam Haba. How do you get Olam Haba from just reading a single pasuk? So the Magen Avraham brings down the name of the Rabbeinu Bachai, Shein Dai Ben Mira. We're not talking here just saying the words, simply stating the words. Elo, she is boning. You have to think about them, delve into what the words mean, what you're saying. V'yakir niflos Hashem, and as a result of this, you will also recognize the greatness, the omnipotence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and all the wonders that he has done. The Matzah Sashekel there as well brings down Ode from the Rabbeinu Bachai. when you say the Paseach is Hashem, Paseach Tzudech, and Vil Chai, with some of the proper Kavanah, Yakir Ktsas Michaz Dehabori, Ktsas Migdullah, so you'll recognize a little bit of the tremendous chesed that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does for us, as well as a little inkling as to his greatness. And as a result, Vayidei Zeh, Yechored Al Dvar Hashem, you will serve Hashem much more carefully, you'll be much more in awe and trepidation over everything that Hashem tells us to do. Vishmor Atzma Menachet, and you'll preserve yourself and stop yourself from sinning much better. And if a person does have sins in his hands, this will push those sins away. And help him go and do a complete atonement. And as a result of all of these consequences of your saying, with real kavana, yiskel yolam haba. It's well heard from my Rebbeim, the understanding that if you truly say, with all your heart, what you're basically saying is that nothing comes other than from Hashem, and that all the things that I believe are because of me and my greatness, they don't occur. And you're subduing yourself, you're accepting upon yourself that Hashem totally controls the world, so that if a person can then act the rest of his day based upon those principles, he'll never cheat, he'll never steal, never be jealous of anybody else, because Hashem is giving him everything that he truly needs. A person, by definition, will then be a Ben Olam Haba. Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat and Tezayin writes, Ayin l'chayi Adam shehevi b'shem olavush shetzorich lomar mipasuk poseach ad sof hamizmor kiseder. If you didn't say it with kavana, it's not enough to just repeat the single line of poseach siyadecha, but it brings down from the chayi Adam in the name of the lavush that you repeat the entire end of Ashrei from poseach siyadecha until the end of Ashrei. V'yom lo nizkar at shekvar omar mizmorim achayim, and if you already started saying other parts of the Pesuk of the Zimra after Ashrei and realize you didn't say it with kavana, v'yom lo shos l'chazor, and you don't have time to go back and repeat it from there and go forward in the right order, then you can still go back at the end of davening and go and recite from Poseach HaSyodecha until the end of Ashrei, even though you're not saying it Al Haseder in the Pesuk of the Zimra, that still is acceptable. The issue footnote 19 brings down from the Igros Moshe that the Mishnah Berurah is explaining over here, Shetzorach Lomar Pesuk of the Zimra Davka L'Seder V'Zeh Le'Kuva, that you can't interrupt and say Poseach HaSyodecha in a different place in the Pesuk of the Zimra. You should say it in the right order. That's why if you can't say it in the right order, then go say it at the end of davening. He brings down by Mincha time, if a person wasn't able to say Ashrei before davening came in right as they started Shemoneh Esrei, he brings down in the name of the Magen Avraham that you should say it after davening. And he adds, Shebezoar mashma shachri atfila lo yomrenu b'toris chova, don't say it after the davening as an obligation, elarak ekorei b'toris, as if you're reading psukim from Tehillim. The Ramah then brings down some other interesting dinim from Pesuk of the Zimra. Hagah, the Omrim Pasuk v'Hanachnu Nevaruch Yah. We say at the conclusion of Ashrei, the Pasuk v'Hanachnu Nevaruch Yah, v'Atov Yad'Olam Halukah, and this is after Achrei Achar Tilo David, which is the buzzwords that we call Ashrei, because the Pasuk in Tilim that start off as Ashrei, start off with Tilo L'David. The beginning, Ashrei Yoshvei Ve'Secho, is actually found in another part of Tilim. So he says that we have the custom to add on both at the beginning and at the end of the Ashrei, these additional Pesukim. He then adds the Choflin Pasuk Kol HaNeshama Tahalka, that we repeat the Pasuk Kol HaNeshama twice, the Fishu Sof Pesuk of the Zimra, because this establishes that that's really the end of the Pesuk of the Zimra. There afterwards, it's a different, so to say, segment of the Pesuk of the Zimra. It's a different type of Shevach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he says, likewise, repeat the Pasuk, became Pasuk HaShem Yimloch Yolam V'Ed at the end of Oz Yashir for the same reasoning. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot Yudzayin brings down in the name of the Ari, Kosu Sheyesh Lomar Gam King Targum Pasuk Zeh, that our custom is, we have it in our Siddur, is not only to say the word in Hebrew, but to also explain it in Aramaic. Dainu Shnayim Yomar Mikra V'Yechat Targum, and this way we have really a Shnayim Mikra V'Yechat Targum over here, we say it twice in the Hebrew, and then once in the Targum in the Aramaic. And likewise, V'Yesh Lomar Pasuk Kibasus Paro, our Minog is as well, that we say this Pasuk, at the end of Oz Yashir, Shigam Parashir Zu Meikor Shira, because it's really also an essential part of the Oz Yashir. He does bring down in the parentheses, however, that the Gra did not do this. Further, the Mishnah Berurah says when you say Mikamocha, the second time you say it with a kaf, with a dagush in it, but the first time Mikamocha, the first one Kama, and as well V'chein Kol Atzmosai Tamar Nahashem Mikamocha Hakaf Refuya. Those words Chamocha are spelled with a chaf, not a kaf. Points out some other words that have a dogish in them. The gimel in Goalta has a dogish. The word yidmu ka'oven, the kaf there has a dogish. And he says as well, yesh lahafsik bein b'mayim uvein adirim. When you say in the Oz Yashir, b'mayim adirim, there should be a sort of pause because the adirim goes on Mitzrayim and not on the mayim. When you say Shir HaSayam, when you say Oz Yosher, you should say it with great simcha. He brings us down the name of the Zohar. V'yedame b'dayto, you should make yourself think, ki'ilu b'osu hayom over b'yom, as if you're going right now out from Mitzrayim, going through the Yam Suf. The Omer b'simcha, and if somebody does say it with the proper simcha, mochlen lo avonosav, his sins will be forgiven. The Yishu footnote number 20 brings down that this great aspect of saying it b'simcha brings down in the Sefer Yosef Ometz, bringing down from the Sefer Charedim, that he says you should be b'simcha from b'yosha all the way until the end of the Shira. You should say with a simcha and a nigun, just like B'nai Yisrael said it with great simcha when they left Mitzrayim and had Kriyas Yamsuf. And he says this is one of the items, if a person does it, it can be mechaper for him without having to suffer afflictions and all sorts of terrible physical problems. And he adds, B'nai Zeh, as a result of this saying it with simcha, people do say it with a nigun, some say it with a trop, and just say it with great happiness. Back to the Ramah, he says, when you reach the Pasuk, V'yata Elokeinu Modim Anatnu Loch, and when you reach the Pasuk, V'chol Koma Lufonecha Tishtachave, Ein L'shchos L'shtachave Olshon. We do not bow down at those places, as we'll learn later on in Siman Kuf Yud Gimel, there are only certain places where a person should be bowing down in the davening. Then the Ramah concludes, and he says, V'nagu La'amod Kishomim Baruch Sh'amar, and V'yivaruch David, and V'yishtabach. The custom is to stand up for the recitation of these three pizmonim, Baruch Sh'amar, V'yivaruch David, and Yishtabach. Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot Nidches writes, in explanation from the Beis Yosef, the B'Shabbos nochum gam kin la'amod Kishomim Apostle, Hashem Melech, Hashem Moloch, V'gomer, we also stand up for that. And he writes down for the name of the Magen Avraham, in the name of the Emek HaBrocha, in the name of the Ari, the Shat Sibur, Hayu Omim, Hashem Melech, when the Sibur would say that, Hayu Omedi Mohen, Avshulohi Yelshon, that the Ari, he would himself stand up, even if he wasn't up to that part, at that point. These are very critical and important points of the davening, and we show that by demonstrate their chashivas by standing up. Sivkot in your test, the Mishnah Berurah brings down, that you stand up, Vayivaruch Tovit, all the way until Atoho Hashem Halokim. The Arizal, he said, would have the custom when he would say, B'atol Moshe'el Bakol, he would give tztaka, Nosan tztaka m'um, when he would give tztaka standing up. One saw that this is part of the explanation why we stand up, because people are giving tztaka then, and we stand up before somebody doing a mitzvah. This is brought down from Bikurim. When the people brought Bikurim, all the townsfolk would stand up in front of them because they're doing a mitzvah. You have a similar idea at a bris milah when they bring the baby in, so the baby's about to have the mitzvah milah performed on him, so we stand up. Some suggest this is the reason why we stand up at a wedding as well. The chas and the kala are about to be the mekayim, the mitzvah of getting married, so therefore we stand up in front of them. Siv Ches, the Mechaber writes, Ein omrim hazmiros b'merutza kiyim b'nachas. One should not rush through the Pesukah de Zimra. He shouldn't say it so fast. He should say it slowly. Mishnah Berurah in Siv Katan Chaf writes, Shelo yedalik shum teva lo yadliyem. You shouldn't skip a word or swallow the words. Eliyotzi mipiv, you should say each word with your mouth. Clearly, kilu monemos, like a person would be counting money. He would 1, 2, 3. You wouldn't want to take a chance that he misses. So too, you shouldn't take a chance on missing any of the key essential words of Pesukah de Zimra. The Yishu footnote number 21 brings down about the custom of giving tzedakah, that some have the custom to give the tzedakah before the davening, others have the custom that they give it bedavka when we say, V'ha osher v'yakov v'lefanech, all of our wealth and honor is for you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'yatom HaShem b'kol, and you control everything. In the Yishu footnote number 22, he adds that one should not raise one's voice during the saying of Pesukah de Zimra, because Hashem shomo kimish spala belachash, Hashem can certainly hear you. And sometimes it even says, by Shemon Esrei, if a person raises his voice during Shemon Esrei, it's called miktani ha'amuna, that you think Hashem can't hear you. And certainly you also brought down previously that your davening shouldn't disturb the people next to you. So one should really go by the custom of the shul in terms of whether some people in some base medrashes, they actually yell the davening, the Pesukah de Zimra, out loud, so then it would be somewhat acceptable to do so. That's the custom there. But certainly if it's not the custom for one person to be much louder than everybody else and to disturb other people is not a good thing. Yishu footnote 23, he goes into great lengths to explain how bad it is to daven quickly and to daven with swallowing of the words. He brings down from the Sefer Kava Yosher that this is one of the 10 things that a Beis Din and the Shemayim goes and excommunicates a person for. He then also discusses the custom of whether you need to have a chazan to say the Pesukah de Zimra or not. Some do, some don't. And certainly one can follow the custom of their shul. Back to the Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah brings down the Rav Yehuda HaChassid, who says, Mishe'eno melubosh heitev, if somebody's not clothed properly, yispal beso b'chorev b'nachas, he should better to stay home at home and daven there properly and slowly. He's mistama talking about a person, Mishnah Berurah says in brackets, derot saloma shemachmas hakar, in yochol l'chavim gametilo yudches karoi, he won't be able to come to shul and daven properly because he's too cold, so then he should better stay home and daven slowly at home. Finally, the last sif test. Mizmor L'Soda, Yesh L'Omer Menegina, the paragraph Mizmor L'Soda from Tehillim is also said with great enthusiasm and singing because it's a very, very important pizmon. Shekol Hashiros Asidos Libotel, all the other songs that we'll be singing in the future will no longer be necessary. Chutz mi Mizmor L'Soda, we still will be singing Mizmor L'Soda. The Rama adds, Hagav, Eino mi Mizmor L'Soda b'Shabbos yontif. We don't say Mizmor L'Soda on Shabbos and yontif, or Ol b'Yemei Pesach, or on Pesach, because Mizmor L'Soda represents the Korban Toda, which has breads in it that are chametz, as well as breads in it that are matzah. She'ein ha-todah kreva b'hem mishum chametz, and on Pesach we don't bring the Korban Todah because it has chametz dikah breads in it. Of the 40 breads, 10 of them are chametz. And lo be'erev Pesach, likewise, we don't say mizmor l'soda on erev Pesach because that would shorten the amount of time that these breads would be able to be eaten because it would run into Pesach time. And likewise, lo be'erev Yom Kippur because you'll shorten the time for eating them as well because you can't eat them on Yom Kippur. And he says, look in the other places in Shulchan Aruch, discussed halachos of erev Pesach and of Yom Kippur. And he brings down, finally, the Ramah says, v'chein nohagu mevedino se'elu. This is a fact of custom. The same is mizmor l'soda on erev Pesach and erev Yom Kippur. Sivkot and Chafal of the Mishnah Berurah writes, She'ein tod to crave oz. The reason we don't say it on Shabbos and Yontif is because we don't bring a voluntary korban on Shabbos and Yontif. Although in Dirshu footnote 24, he does bring down in the name of the Orach HaSachayim that if you started to say it by accident, you are allowed to finish it because there are poskim who say you can say it. And this is in fact the psak of the Prima Godim as well on Erev Pesach. Mishnah Berurah continues and says, Yesh makom mishomim mizmor l'soda v'rosh hashanah v'yom kippurim, shum dechsiv behariyu l'ashem kol aretz, even though you're not allowed to bring a voluntary korban on those days. And since this capital does have the words, you shall bless the shofar, Hariyu LaHashem, so therefore some say it. However, he brings down the name of the Prima Godim, Ubedino Seinu, Ein Haminog Lomra. We don't say it, the Mishnah Berurah says. Finally, Sivkot Mchabez, he writes, we don't say Mizmor L'Soda on Erev Pesach or in Pesach. Ki Yim HaToda, Yutzvich Melhovi, Asor Alach Mechametz. As I mentioned, there are 10 of the 40 breads that are brought with the Korban Toda that are Chametz, and got an Erev Pesach, Lo Yecholim Lhovi Toda, Shemo Lo Yuchlu Leochlo, Adzman Is Chametz, Vitztaruchu Lesarfo, because you won't have enough time to eat it all beforehand, and you're cutting short the time for eating a korban. Also, ligrom lekotchim shavoli desreif, and we shouldn't do something that will cause a korban to have to be burnt. Mitamze gamkin lo be'er Yom Kippur, as I already mentioned, the Mishnah Berurah says we don't do this on every Yom Kippur for the same reasoning, because memayit zman achilosum u'mevim u'depsul, there will be less time to eat it because of the fasting on Yom Kippur, and you'll lead them to be burnt. Mitamze gamkin hanoeg lo ma'bechol yom parshas hakorbanos hashiyachim liyochid lo yom be'er Yom Kippur. Kippur. He says the other korbanos, likewise, that we say that are voluntary, one shouldn't say on Erev Yom Kippur for the same reasoning. The Ein Mivim also on the Erev Yom Kippur Kamo Toda, they weren't brought like a korban Toda, with the exception, of course, of the Parshas Ola, which was, of course, brought. That represents the Olas Tomid, which was brought every day, even Shabbos and Yontif and Yom Kippur. Then he concludes, the Omri Mizmor L'Soda Gam B'Erev Tisha B'Av. On Erev Tisha B'Av, we do say Mizmor L'Soda, and on Tisha B'Av itself as well, we do. There are those that don't, but the Mishnah Berurah Paskins, we do. He concludes, Ein ledalik v'yontav aposik mizmor shel yom haShabbos, digan yontav nikra Shabbos. We can't say mizmor shel yom haShabbos even on yontav, because yontav is also called Shabbos. This concludes today's shiur.